let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
All right, Chief O'Neill's is celebrating its 25th anniversary, and this Chicago hotspot on Elston Avenue has been named one of the top 10 Irish pubs in the world. Their live music and classic Irish fare with a modern twist, their Friday night fish fry, along with a fantastic Sunday brunch, keep locals coming back. I think the Chief is celebrating a birthday as well, and today the proprietors of Chief O'Neill's, Brendan and Siobhan McKinney, join us live in studio. Hello.
Hi there,
hello, Dave.
Dave.
We usually see each other in March.
Yeah, right.
So I don't feel like I'm dressed appropriately for this.
Yeah, we're not green today. Not green today.
So 25 years on the business, and then the Chief actually would have been, we're celebrating his 176th anniversary of his birth.
Yes, correct. That's correct.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. Crazy, yeah.
So talk to me a little bit first about opening this restaurant 25 years ago. It was something you always wanted to do. It was really easy, successful from the very start.
You're a good liar.
That's how it
you
is.
You got the wrong memo.
Yeah.
I got the wrong memo.
Look up here. Look up. No. Yeah. So, 25 years ago, it was actually a hobby we were doing. So we had our own insurance business, and you know how insurance is not a lot of fun. So we thought, well, we'll do something fun on the weekends. So we'll open a little Irish pub. And, of course, it took on a whole life of its own.
Yes.
And so,
and 25 years later,
yeah, we're still,
we need a hobby.
Now you need the hobby.
Yeah.
Well, you know, have you given your son some more responsibility? He texted me earlier. He said, I don't have a piece of this business officially yet. Very upsetting to him.
Anyway. Yeah. We keep reading him in a little bit at a time.
That's good. That's probably a good way to do it. I'm just kidding.
He's a great guy.
And you guys met, you were musicians and you were up in Milwaukee playing an Irish fest, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were playing tunes from Chief O'Neill's book.
Okay.
So everybody in Ireland and around the world today, of course, learns from Chief O'Neill's music, which is why we called the restaurant after Chief Francis O'Neill, because of his contribution to Irish music. So when we were opening a little pub, we thought, well, let's do Francis O'Neill, who came to Chicago.
It's amazing.
Yeah. We honor what he did and how he preserved Irish music, the first person to ever collect the tunes and write it down and publish it from his own funds. And, you know, he was a visionary.
And back in the turn of the century, there were no records. Really, there were cylinders,
right.
And I know those have been converted, and you can hear some of that stuff on iTunes, I think.
Yeah, right? Actually, they have a large collection at the Chief O'Neill section at Notre Dame University.
That's
library.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah, so they have a lot of his manuscript and like you say, the cylinders and some of the earlier 78s and wax, right?
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, I know you've got a lot going on next week. Yeah, next week is a big celebration, and you always do a beautiful brunch on Sunday. It's $25 on Sunday, which is fantastic. And, you know, it's not all you can eat. It's
all you care to eat.
Exactly.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about
that.
Yeah,
you know, I just wanted to mention just to your listeners that actually we're almost sold out for this Sunday for our 25th anniversary brunch on the 25th of August, and it's $25.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a few spots left. We probably will be shutting it down tomorrow morning.
Okay.
We just don't want to do more than 300 guests. You know, because we want it to be comfortable for everybody.
Yeah.
So there's a few spots left. So if your listeners are there, hop on our website at chiefoneillspub.com.
And you have that beautiful, you know, backyard garden as well, which is great all year round because you put a tent up around St. Patrick's Day. But it's a beautiful time to go outside and enjoy a cocktail or go have a little breakfast.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's a perfect time of the year. The weather looks to be beautiful.
All right.
Well, sometimes the cocktails are for breakfast.
That's,
you know, I mean,
it's very true, especially at the Chiefs.
Well,
absolutely.
You know, you could do a Bloody Mary mimosa. That's kind of breakfast.
It's breakfast, for sure. There's like fruit in there on some level.
We can do coffee, but it has to be Irish coffee.
Irish coffee. See?
There you go.
See?
That's how it goes.
But Monday through Friday, you have things going on all week. And, you know, you talk about half price craft cocktails, half price wine by the bottle, Guinness $5, Chief O'Neill's pub ale $5. But I want you to talk about all this private label stuff that has kind of evolved this year.
Yes, it's fantastic. We're so excited. And, of course, we're inviting everybody in on Wednesday, which is Chief O'Neill's birthday, August 28th.
Okay.
To come in around 6:30 or so. We're going to be doing a sampling.
All right, let me put this down.
Yeah, write that down, Dave. We're going to get you on the list.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll save you a parking spot.
Okay,
and,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure you will.
And so we're inviting everybody in to try our new private labels. So we're very excited about the three hand-bottled products that we're, have been imported from Ireland. We have our whiskey, our gin, and our vodka. And, of course, you know what a good fan I am of the Irish gin, Dave.
You are.
You see, I brought you a nice fancy bottle
beautiful.
Here.
They're beautiful bottles. Yeah, so. But the gin has taken over in Ireland, really, yes. over the whiskey, right?
It has. It has surpassed whiskey, believe it or not. There are gin bars all over the country. I mean, there's so much that you can do with gin. It's very exciting.
I think you needled me pretty hard for a while about the gin, and I wasn't paying attention. And then I went to a tasting that you had, and it's amazing how gin has evolved, because a lot of people think of the gin that they grew up with and their grandparents drank or their parents drank, but it's just, it's different. It's florals. It's just has such a beautiful flavor.
It does. Mm. It does. So on Wednesday, we'll actually be making some craft cocktails with the gin, as well as with the vodka. So we'll be doing the whiskey neat along with our Chief O'Neill's beer and, of course, our Cabernet Sauvignon from California.
And you can purchase all of this, including the pub ales, but you can purchase this at your place?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
okay.
For
good,
sure.
Good, good. With all this comes some live music. So you've got a lot of that going on throughout the week as well.
The best in the country. So we are so excited to have the one and only Liz Carroll.
Was Brendan not playing?
He's fired.
Wow. I came downtown for this. Normally I sit home for this.
You could have gotten that at home.
Yeah.
We haven't even opened any bottles yet. So, yes, Liz Carroll, and we are putting on these free concerts. Chief O'Neill's would be just again to promote Irish music, to honor Chief O'Neill and how these wonderful world class musicians will be playing his music. So, come on in on Wednesday. We'd love if guests could make a reservation. We have Liz Carroll, Pauline Keneally, and Patrick Broders, who's from Dublin. They'll all be playing for your entertainment. That's on Thursday, followed by the Noble Call. That was on Wednesday, followed by the Noble Call on Thursday with Patty Holman, an outstanding performer who takes lots and lots of groups to Ireland. So he's very fun, definitely a fun group. And then we are going to finish up on Friday with Brendan McKinney.
Will be playing with the Broken Pledge Katie Band. I'm just waiting for my velvet sledgehammer of subtlety in there.
So Friday. Love that. Friday, okay. Yeah. And Fridays also, you do fish fry year round.
We do.
So talk about this, because it is my favorite. And I'm a little more gluten-free now, and I will sacrifice having that crunchy fish because it is so good. But talk about like what's served with the fish fry.
Oh, sure. We've got our own fries, our Sidewinder Bent Arm Ale.
So good.
Chips. And the mushy peas.
Mushy peas.
Got to finish your peas. You got to do
it's
it.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the coleslaw, the tartar sauce, the ketchup, and followed by a yum.
Oh. Stir me. Yeah. I got to get the paddles.
Yeah,
first,
exactly.
That's awesome.
So, well, it is all carried eat. So if you go a little too crazy, paddles might.
I love that. All right. So real quick, because I've got to close this out in a second.
Right.
But like, if you were to pick one of the specialty drinks, because I have my own as well. But like, what would you pick to drink at the bar? Would it be Guinness? What would it be for you guys if you're going to?
For me, it'd be the tall, dark, and handsome pint of Guinness.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And mine is a new gin drink that we're doing actually, and it's called. Youth in Bloom.
Okay.
Yeah, so come in and try that. It is absolutely delicious. Now, okay. I'm going to force you.
Okay, no, that's okay. You don't have to force me. I can Uber there. Don't worry about it.
There you go.
All right, so chiefoneillspub.com is where you go, and the big celebration, and that's the 25th anniversary of Chiefs, and then Chiefs, the anniversary of his birth. It's 176. Wednesday's the big day, but there's stuff going on all week. Again, Chief O'Neill's Pub. Thank you guys for coming down.
Thank you, Dave,
cheers,
for having
Dave.
Us.
Yeah.
Always, yes.
Wonderful. Is there some swag, too? I see some swag.
Well, we actually brought you some swag. Huh?
But are you selling swag?
We're selling swag. We got caps and shirts. And
golf balls.
Golf balls, oh my.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And also, shout out to our son, Kieran, the 28th. He shares Chief O'Neill's birthday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our eldest son. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So okay.
That's it.
So that's what we're celebrating, really.
Yeah.
Well, it's in there, for sure.
Don't tell him.
Very cool. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. Thanks so much.